Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? My podcast today is regarding Valovita and how to kind of run it as a business. The main thing is obviously there's the old school that says, you know, meet as many people as you can. But in reality, this is not a viable system, I don't think, in today's modern society. But this one's how to sell Valovita with a digital campaign strategy that actually works. If you've been in MLM or network marketing in the past, the one thing you do know is that you're going to be asked to do things that you didn't think you would want to do, you know, out of your comfort zone sort of things. But there's going to be them things anyway. And if you haven't been in MLM before and you're considering taking a leap of faith into the industry, you may not know the scenario which may appear. Now, there's going to be two types of people who ask you to get into an MLM business, and obviously Valovita is one of them. And there's going to be your traditionalist, and should we say your digital marketer or online marketer, whatever you want to call them. There are two types. These out there is almost a straight line between them. The ones who believe in the traditionalist way and the ones who believe in the online way. I don't think either of them are specifically wrong, but I think the traditionalists are kind of like missing the point. That you have a tool out there which allows you to reach out to millions of people on a daily basis, and they're not taking advantage of it. But I mean, this is a scenario which many people I've spoken to who join an MLM business and they find themselves with a traditionalist who says this is how it is, there's no other way of doing it. And basically, if you join an MLM company, you know, you've been spoken to from a friend of a friend of a friend or someone, and they say, I've got this great business opportunity. So you have a look at it, and it seems good, and it probably is good. So you join, and then you decide you better read all the information on their webpage and read about the company a little bit deeper. And then suddenly the penny drops, you go, hang on, what am I supposed to do? Anyway, so you go back to your enroller, the person who spoke to you originally. You say, okay, I've joined this business, now what do I do? The likelihood is they're going to direct you to a company training information page. Or they will give you a booklet, or they'll give you a small training themselves. There'll be something in that area. But one of the things they will do, they'll say to you, one thing I want you to do is to create your list. Now that list is, that you feel, is all the people that are interested in your business, family and friends, colleagues, people that you know. And in many cases, people you don't know. And anyway, you write the list, you do some training, and then your enroller suggests that you reach out to all of these people, which you do. You reach out to them all, and you find that almost nobody wants to buy your products or buy into your business opportunity. It's not they don't want need the money, they may need the money, but they just don't want to do it with you. And that's the problem. They just don't want to do it with you. It's not personal, I don't think. In many cases, it could be personal, but in generally, it's not personal. You are family. You are friends. And unless you had a business relationship in the past, and you both understand the lay of the land, you don't really want to work with these people. And I kind of get that. Why would you? Anyway, you become disillusioned by with this business and you two try to carry on without success. So you roll a towel, well, maybe the timing is not right for the people you tried to speak to, and they may join later. They may suggest you write another list of more people. Anyway, you carry on for a few more months. Motivation lags because you can't get anyone to buy your products or join your business, and then you stop altogether. Now, if this sounds familiar, this is quite common. Family don't want to buy your products, family don't want to buy your business, and they definitely don't want to support you. And I think you've got to, if you join this industry, you've got to get that one in your head straight away. Unfortunately, many of these MLM leaders, they don't really have anything else to offer. The fact is, a large percentage of people who join this business are unlikely to sell their products or recruit anyone. They will make zero. And the problem is because of this way of running an MLM business in the old style. In the past, there was no other way. But, you know, today there is so many ways of running this business, and many of us are out there doing that. Well, the question is, people say, why do they ask us to do the list if it doesn't work? Well, that's a good question. Why do they do? I think at the point when people join a business, you have no skills and you have no knowledge of how the business works. You don't know how to run any business in many cases, and so it's troublesome. You don't know what to do. And so in many cases, the enroller will not even tell you that you need to treat this as a business. So it's a big problem. Personally, I inform my prospects and people joining my business from the first second I meet them is that work is required to make money, to be profitable and to be successful. That is it. You need to grasp that concept from day one. The rest of the cliches of timing's not right and making the list, it doesn't really matter. You need to treat it as a business. And if you imagine you had a business, you invested $20,000 or $30,000 or pounds or euros into a business, how much you would work to make that work. The fact that most of the cases, even in Valvisa, we're talking about 50 bucks to get yourself into it. That's it, which I think is a really, really reasonable amount to start any business. But the problem is, when you've only invested 50 bucks, you kind of go, well, it's only 50 bucks. So you don't kind of elaborate on that. So what's the solution? Well, online digital strategy is generally my place to go to. If you're looking for a business opportunity, consider carefully how you run it and who you run it with. Yes, some traditionalists in the industry argue a great point about, you know, the personal relationships you need to have when you run any business. And yes, that's true. That's definitely true. But the marketing concept is not really working nowadays. In my opinion, the key to success is to find a digital strategy that is compatible with your skill set. So, of course, nobody is an online marketer overnight. So you need to start with little steps and go to find a place to go first, something that works for you, and you need someone who can help you get there. If you know nothing about online marketing at all, you have no level of understanding of online or social media marketing, it's going to be a challenge for you. That does not mean it cannot be learnt. Everyone can learn something if they really want to. There's always needs to be a starting point. A learning curve is going to be sharp. But if you're interested in running your business regardless if it's Valavita or any other network marketing business, there's no better place to start than here. So click on the link below and read the rest of this article about digital campaign strategies that work, and then add your name and email address and I'll get back to you ASAP. Anyway, this is Steve Jackson, Who is Steve Jackson, signing out. Speak to you later. Have a good day.